All right. We're up to number three. I think it was 14, yes? Yeah, let's go, guys. I'm proud of you. Let's go. Let's work. Let's work. Let's work. 314. Yeah, you ready? Here we go. What is the steer in the Shulchan Aruch Lagabi the Sofik of Taisus Ketanish and Isis Ein Avia Mekabel Gita? Remember Taisus had a Sofik on that and Taisus concluded you cannot? Yes?
Yeah.
So Lomaisa, we found a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Remember we had all steer in Rashi in Frankfurt yesterday? Rashi, when she's a Ketana, is good. When she's a Nara, is not good. Yes? You remember that? Yeah? Chlorokite. Remember how we had that? We had five Rashis? So let's begin. So we found a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So the steer in the Shulchan Aruch, Stephen, good to see you. Here, take four. I think you need three, too, from yesterday. Take four and three. So we had a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Here's four. And I don't know if there's another three. Okay? I don't know.
Do you have
two?
I'll take two.
Okay. So we have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the steer in Shulchan Aruch? Let's go, guys. The steer in the Shulchan Aruch runs as follows. I'm just thinking right now, maybe you can forever the steer the way we did Rashi. You got to look closely at the two places. Well, let's get the Shulchan Aruch, the two Marmakaimis. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins as follows. In Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Hei, he Paskins in Hilchos Gittin, if I'm not mistaken. Ketana Shanis Ein Avia. Yeah, Echol Lekabel is Gita. That blows up what I just suggested. Because it says Beferish Ketana, right? Ketana Ein Avia Mekabel Gita. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Miun, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Tet Zayin, it's all in Ben Ezer, writes Ketana Shiyisi Avia Niskarsha Bekanusa Ide Avia, Mashmud Asur Liyabim. Yes? Her Ketana that her father married off, and that she got divorced, Bekanusa to her father, she's also to do Yibum. Asur Liyabim. Okay? It's a surah to do yibum with her. Allah Chalamaisa. What is the mashmaos of that? That the father can't be mekabel get. It's mamish astira minei obey. So please get that. The mechaber simen kuf ayin aleph sif tet zayin. It's a astira between the mechabers. What the din is? Okay. Second one says that he can. Second one says the father can mekabel the get. Not a problem. Here, Yosef. Good to see you. Okay. We got it. So it's a steer in the mechaber. Simen kuf mem aleph sif hey. Hilchos Gittin is the first one. Second one is simen kuf ayin gimel sif tet zayin. Hilchos miun. It's all in Ibn Ezer. Okay? And therefore the din is that if murder off, she got divorced. Bekadusa yide avia. Lamaisa shesur liyabim. Okay. We have to check why shesur liyabim. Let's check that up for tomorrow. That's not germane for us. Okay? Hilchos Gittin and Hilchos Miun. The first one is Hilchos Gittin, the second one is Hilchos Miun. Miun, you know Miun? Miun. You know what Miun is, right? Where the father dies and the mother, brother, Mirav, only Sudrabulam. And she's mining, you have to do it in front of a basin, yeah? The three she just done, one, two, or three. Okay, let's go. Number 14, 315. Let's go. What is the Pshat Nisis Yeso Alav Abal? Give the whole Mahalach. What does that mean? So if you look back, and Daf Yudah Mar Aleph, I'm sorry, if you look at Daf Yudah Mar Aleph, it says, Nisis Yeso Lav Abal. Yeah? Remember the Lashon, the Mishnah Ksubis? If you get married, the husband has more kayach than the man, than the father. Yes? The phrase, Nisis Yeso Lav Abal, means the Baal has more kayach than the father. But we pointed out, Lamai says, Rashi says, he's zoken everything that's above. But the Rashash had a Baam Kasha in Ksubis. What was the Baam Kasha? The scope of the father by a forest of Durham is much more expansive than the scope legabi the husband. Namely, a father can be made for all the Nidorim of his daughter. Perik Yud Beis, Alocha Aleph, and Uchaz Nidorim, the Rambam writes. However, a husband can only be made for the Nidorim of Inui Nefesh and Dvarim Shebeno Lebeno. You follow me? According to the Rambam writes that a husband can only, his constricted scope, can only do Nidorim their Inui Nefesh. Let's say she's took a net or not to eat, or things that she had deformed, she'd been on, you know, things of, you know, marital elements between the both of them, you know, in Yonitznias. It's against the Rosh and the Ron and Tisus, we said, that a father also has a limited scope, only deformed, she'd been all, or Inui Nefesh, okay? But Lamais, if you hold like the Shita's Aram, the Rishai says Abam Kasher, the Mishnah should have said the father has more kochos than the husband, at least in one area, right? What do you mean Yisus Neser Lavabal? That's in most areas. But like Abi Afaris the Darim, yes, the father is more kochos than the husband. Here to Kasher? So what did Rishash answer?
What are the other opinions that hold against the Rambam?
The Tosis, Rosh, and Ran. Tosis, Nedarim, Dafayin, Tess. They say a father also is constricted. The Vibara, Beinola, 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 in Nefesh. Remember we said we would look up what's the element of Beinola, Beinola between a father and a daughter. Yeah. You know, in Nefesh, you understand, she'll starve herself, right? What's Beinola, Beinola? I don't know, we got to look. We got to look. This is the second thing we got to look up. First thing Lamaisa was about, the Mian, you write down if you don't mind, Lamaisa. First thing I want to look up is about that Dinin Shulchan Aruch Hanichos Mian. There's a side point for us, but still we should understand every Din Asur L'Yabim. And the second one is in, is what's the Bein Olam Minah, Chazrin, what we were supposed to say, we're going to Chazr. Oh, called over. Chazrin, what we're going to say, we're going to Chazr. Let's go at it, okay? So the Rishash is an amazing answer. Rishash answers with another answer. With another kasha. What does Rabbi Kivager ask? He said it could have said Yerusha. What do you mean Yerusha? The father's Yerusha Kol, and the husband only gets what? Roi, remember? The husband does not get Roi, only gets Muchsuk. Remember we learned that then? Baba Basa, what daf was it? Kuf Yudal and Aleph? Was Kuf Yud Gimel?
I don't
remember. It's one off.
Kuf Yud Gimel.
I think it was Kuf Yud Gimel and Aleph. Excellent. Very good. Again, I'm wrong. So you see Beferish? Toby, good to see you. Here's your number four. Okay? So in other words, that would have been that's another kasha. Father's Yorush everything. The father only gets what? The husband only gets Roy. He only gets Muchsuk. What's in her bank account when she dies? Not Roy. So that's another kasha. Could have said, what?
Didn't the Gemara say that?
No, the Gemara didn't say it. No, in this list. Never says the father's more than the husband by anything. So we're asking another kasha. Hilchos Yerusha. Yeah? So what's the Terrence? So Bikivagar says the following. That the Mishnah is only interested in mentioning things that are what? Completely l'chaluk and l'gamri. That the father has this, that the husband has this, and the father doesn't have this. But if they both have the category, but there's details, one has and not the other, they didn't mention it all. So that refers everything. Because Yerusha, it's not that one has everything, one has the Yerusha they both get, but one gets everything, one gets only Muksuk. And by Afaris the Darim, they both in the Parsha, one is a constricted skull. We're only listing things you have completely have it and you don't have completely have it. You follow me? Except for emperors, everything. It's a beautiful shot, Lamais. Okay? This answers why the Chilukah, as far as the Dharm, was not taught. And this is why Yerusha is not taught either. Okay? So that answers number 315. Let's go to 4-1. 4-1. Okay, here we go. Let's go. 4-1. Where's Simi? Nope. Where's Simi?
He's got a problem.
He does? Right now in Shear?
Yeah.
Why during the middle of Shear? I can't believe they scheduled it. How do they expect guys to go to Shear? Is it a college course? It's a college course?
No, he's studying for it now.
Oh, okay. All right, the Tikkun. More embellishment. There's an embellishment. Okay, good. Let's see number four. Shear one, okay? See, the honesty is the best policy. Yashrus. Adam lives Yashrus. It came out. Lamais. Okay. Number four, don't worry, he's not getting in trouble. Number four. Echag, I want him to learn though. I want him to tell you that. Okay, number four, one. Echag Gamar Mochicha Sheirusinosa Mektani Biyaktani Nises. Yerda Kasha. Who was Abai and who was Rava? Abai was the one according to the mission Subs Menvo and Bez. Rava was the one according to the mission Nida Wataf, Mendalam Bez, yes? What were both the Rayas? Similar Rayas. Ktani Biyaktani Nises. What does that show slam dunk? What is that Shlosh Slam Dunk? That B is Eresinosa. Yes? Just simple. How did the Gemara prove Eresinosa from those words? Just simple. If it says Bia Yosef, and then it says Nises, obviously B only accomplished Eresin. So both Abai, I want you to know it though. I want you to know the Gemara about Peb, if you can. Lomais. Maybe I should give a Bechin just about Peb. Lomais, if you know the Gemara about Peb. So the Gemara says Abai, maybe that should be the Bechin. Baal Peb, Lomais. You don't have to know every word, but it's at least the Shak of the Tarya. So what does Abai say? Abai says from the Mishnah Ksubis, it said Ketani, it said Bia, and it says Nises. So if it says Bia and it says Nises, obviously Bia only accomplishes Eris. So Rav quoted the Mishnah Nida, Mendal Bez. It says Bia and it says Nises. Bia only accomplishes Eris. Okay. Did I ever tell you Rabaran cries with the great Gons at South? I remember he came to us in Skokie and Yeshiva when I was in high school. He wanted to know if we knew the Mishnahs, Baal Peh, and Gittin. So I happened to have known it. I was lucky. No one else knew, but I happened to be lucky as we had gone over it so many times. First Michigan, I forgot it by now for sure. But Lamaisa, okay. He knew everything about Pe. Yeah, he knew everything about Pe. He knew Shas Baal Pe. There were two going to my new Shas Baal Pe. Him and also Rev Hirschsprung Zatzal, the great chief rabbi of Montreal. He has a scum one over Shedra Swarm. He was Masada Kedusha for my brother in Montreal. My brother married a girl, my sister was from Montreal. He was Masada Kedusha. At the wedding, he asked me, what am I learning? So I told him what I'm learning. He said the whole Daf Baal Peh. It's unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. Yes, yeah, unbelievable. Okay, that answers number one. Number two, what are the Kashas Rishonim and Achronim ask on this? Or what do they answer? Let's get it. So Rishonim and Achronim, David, here you are. You got your number four. Yeah, you have it. Okay, we're up to number two. We did start from 3:14, 3:14 to 3:50. We're up to number two, Shir number four, number two. What's the Kashas Rishonim and Achronim ask on this, and what's the Teretz? Let's go. So the Ritva, Shita, Lonor, Min, Ma'arit, and the Pnei Shu all ask, why did the Gemara have to bring the Raya from the word Nises? Could have been very simpler. Just bring the Raya from the Mishnah that says, Ha'av, Zakai, B'mitzyasa, Ma'asi, Adev, Afars, Nidareh. Yes? You hear that, Kasha? It's a great Kasha. It says, the father, Zakai, B'mitzyasa, Ma'asi, Adev, Afars, Nidareh. That could have proved that B only does Erisin, because if it doesn't Nisuin, the father doesn't get a thing. No? The fact that it says Av Zakai and those things, doesn't it show very clearly that B is Erisin also? What is the Marshal add on? From the din of Makabal Gita. Makabal Gita is when the father, when it's only Erisin, right? So these are the various different cases, Uvdod in the Mishnah, that you could have brought a Raya that B is Erisin also. So Bam Kasha. So that's the Kasha that the good old Rishonim and Achronim Marshal added on from Makabal Gita. So what's the Teretz? So Ritva says, that was Pasha to the Gemara. The Gemara wasn't going to approve it from there. Why? Because what could you have answered? You could have answered Kitani Ashara. You could have answered the Kesavin Star. There was Zakai B'mitzyasa on the case of Kesavin Star. But the case of the Sefer, when it says Beferish Nises, is Mashma until that point. What does Nises mean? Until that point in the Mishnah, you have not accomplished what? Nisuin, either with Kesav Star or Bia. So that's a clear ride that Bia is Erisin also. Yes? You got the Ritvus Teretz? Pinchas, you got it? That the, up until the word Nisus, what's the din? Everything is what? Everything is that you haven't done Nisuin. So even Bay hasn't, even Bay hasn't only accomplished this Erisim. Okay, but that was a Ritva's Teretz. What does the Teis HaRosh say? What does the Teis HaRosh say? He says, in a Hanami, that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara was asking from its Yasim, I said, first and there, Mekabal's Kita. In a Hanami, Isaac Tanis Tanibia, Lav Davke. Lav Davke. It says, Tanibia, Tanis, no, it's Lav Davke. It just meant to say that Gemara was asking from those cases. Okay? That's the way the Tzar Rosh learned. Okay, we got a clear. Then answers number what? Then answers number two. Three. What's the mahalach we said? Legabe what? What's the mahalach we said? Legabe the din of Kupal Ektana Pachs Mishal Shonim. So, we pointed out Amud Beis. Rashi makes a comment that both Ben and Pichas point out very astutely. That really is not Makusha with the case in the Gemara. But Rashi makes a comment, Dir Maskanis Lekoyin, he says that if she's less than 3 years old, the chuppahs are nothing. It's not chal, and it's not chal to let her eat, but in biyasa biya. So this is Rashi Shita, that a chuppah less than 3 is a nothing. Who agrees with Rashi? Taisin Yavamas Gimel Manav Dir Maskanis Lekoyin, that a katana less than 3 is nishkin chuppah. Frek the Rashba, let's get the home aleph. Frek the Rashba, what are you talking about? Frek the Rashba, minatayra nerusa shiri truma. Why do we allow Rabbanan? Why the Rabbanan Asr and Rusa forbidding Juma? Simfon or Ula. You don't have either problem here. Why don't you have either problem here? Because if the chuppah is not chal, he was bowl or he checked her. So you're not worried about Simfon. And also the fact that he was bowl, he brought her out of her house. You're not worried about her feeding. You're not worried about Ula. So he says, what are you worried about? It's a great kasha. Rashi says, it's big deal, Shita. There's no chuppah less than 3. It's not chal. Shkoyach. Let her eat anyway. Lamaisa. You don't have the problems, right? Kedushin was chal. There was Kedushin chal, so what's the big deal? You hear the kasha? So what does the Mishnah Melech say? Mishnah Melech's Mechadish Chidish Nifla, which Ben asked Esther and Shir, which we point out the Miri doesn't hold of. The Mishnah Melech's Mechadish, there's a din of lo plug. He says, even if there's no problem, we don't Mechadish in Arusa, every Arusa is also, even though there's no Shasimfon or Ula, nevertheless, they made a complete Xera. And that's what I wanted to end up doing in Shear. I actually wanted to look it up right before Shear, but I was schmoozing with Ben, so it was my own fault. So I didn't look it up. But Tyson Memhamed base, And Dibra Maskil Vinim says, this small Taisus here has a Lashon, Lo Plug Rabbanim Ein Zu Lazu, Nicholas Luchopa Klal. You got it? Underlined 83 times. Probably can't fit it on your page. Mem Heim is, why I said 83, I have no idea. But it says in Dibra Maskil Vinim says, the end of the Taisus, Lamaisa, Lo Plug, is Stephen with me? Lo Plug Rabbanim Ein Zu Lazu, Nicholas Luchopa Klal. There's a Lo Plug done. So we make a Lo Plug. Okay, good. The Taisus has. Mem Heim at base. Dibra Maskil V'Nichlasu. Nimses, rather. Okay. So this was the Mishnah Lamech. But the Rashbah quoted Baalei HaTaisus. Who are these Baalei HaTaisus? It's not Taisin Daf Gimel. Taisin Daf Nun Zayinim and Beis B'Yavomis. Dibra Maskil V'Nichlasu. But we did say it's a Taisa Rosh here. You remember that? And what did they say? They say, since the B is not good, since it's not Chal, he sent her home. He sends her back home, therefore you have a problem of Ula. And we said Mistam also, since the bee is not a bee, the psulim grow back. We added on Rashi Ksubas Testament off of Kotcha Gemara and what? Gemara Nida, what daf was it? Mem Dalin base. No, that it grows like the it's like a finger in the eye, and it grows back, no? Yeah. I think it was Mem Dalin base and needed. Allah Lamaisa. Yes, you want to hand me the Ksubas Lamaisa? Look at quick. Lamaisa.
He quotes it here also.
He does?
Yeah.
Quotes it here also. So, yeah, well, he quotes it here.
Rashi.
So, yeah? Rashi quotes it here?
Can I say that's about,
yeah. Where? What daf? Yeah, I forgot it, Lamaisa. Oh. Rashi quotes it right here?
First Rashi and
the Mishnah. First Rashi and the Mishnah? Where? Which one? Dibra Maskil what? On Yodam and Aleph?
I don't know. That's just the
Via. What? Schedule that's a lot. Yeah, Paul, you're absolutely right. So where's the Gemara and the Nida? I missed it, I forgot it. Nida Mem Dalim Beis, I was right. I finally got one right. So Mem Dalim Beis, right? Okay, we got it? But I forgot. But you know what? But I should get a lap because I didn't remember Rashi said it right here. Right here, you're absolutely right, guys. Right on the dot, Rashi says it. Okay, Rashi's not talking about chuppah, I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Rashi's talking about Kedushin in that case. Okay, but the notion. So that's what I'm saying. So what does the Rashi boss quote Baalei HaTaisus? He says, 1 second. He says, since the bia is not chal, you send her home, so you have a problem, ula. And Mistamu, we said, it was not a bia, the psulim grow back, so you're going to have to recheck her anyway, yes? So if you say it like that, we said the Rashba added on, and that's what Rashi might mean. What does Rashi mean? In a botka, and therefore the chuppah is not chal, then you're not chal truma. I had also chuppah. Remember we said that? So the Rashba was medayik from Rashi, maybe that's what Rashi meant. Yeah? But at the end of the day, what does the Mishnah Melech present? Machlokes Rashi. Taisus, Rashi says, not chal. Taisus says, it is chal. So Mishnah Melech has a subject. What's Tosis mean? Does Tosis mean it's really not Chal? Maybe Tosis agrees with Rashi that it's Chal. What does he mean, Lamais? Does Tosis agree? No, Rashi says it's not Chal. Maybe Tosis agrees Rashi is not Chal, or does Tosis Cholik? Maybe the fact of the matter is that Tosis agrees with Rashi not Chal, and he just has to come on the Chashim the Simphone. Because if not that way, you should be able to eat like the Rashi was Kashin, right? It's like a Nesua. There's no Chash. So at the end of the day, the Mishnah Melech says it's a machlokes. Please get it. Rashi holds that what? It is not chal for less than 3 years, a chuppah. Taisa says it is chal. At the end of the day, that's the din. Okay, good. And that's what the Mishnah Melech quotes, halacha lamaisa. Okay, that answers number one. Please get it, guys, okay? That answers which number? Number three, four. Let's go. How does the din of chuppah pachas mishol shanim not connected with the machlokes Rav and Shmuel lagabi yesh chuppah l'psulos or lot? Tazbir b'shnei kivunim. B'shnei kivunim, both directions. Echzel l'makushar. Please get it. There's a fundamental machlokes Rav and Shmuel that if a coin mirrors a grusha, that's a shis psula. So if a coin mirrors a grusha, what's the din? If a coin mirrors a grusha, so it's called a chuppah psula. Yeah? So is there a din of yesh chuppah l'psulos or not? Is there a din of yesh chuppah l'psulos? Meaning, is the chuppah chal to mess her up for the rest of her life? She becomes like a zona, and she can't eat. So according to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav says yesh chuppah l'psulos, that the chuppah clicks in the pasler. Shmuel says ain't chuppah l'psulos, so it won't click in the pasler. So is this machlokes is connected also? The Ritva writes, Mishnah Melech quotes Ritva holds like Rashi, they ain't chuppah l'chuppah. But Lamaisa, even if he passing like Rav, yesh chuppah l'psulos, it's different. When is yesh chuppah l'psulos? The bia is a bia with the Karim of the Grusha. She just ushered him. Here it's not a halachic bia. It's much worse. So even if you hold like Rav, yesh chuppah l'psulos, you could still hold like Rashi, ain't chuppah pachas mishol l'shanim mischal. Let's go the other way.
Can we read that here?
Yeah, the Ritva holds like Rashi, Ben, that a chuppah less than 3 is a nothing. That's what the Mishnah Melech writes. However, he says, how does that square with the Psak of Yesh Chopal Psulos? He says, there's a big difference. Yesh Chopal Psulos, halachli, it's a bi, it's just aser. Chopal less than Losh Shal Shonim, he said, no, it's not shkin bi, it's a zero. So that's in one direction. How do you go the other direction? Even if you hold like Shmuel, that ain't Chopal Psulos, even if you hold ain't Chopal Psulos, that's what? She's never going to be royal abia, a grusha with a coin. This girl, less than three, once she gets older than three, it will be royal. So therefore, Lamaisa one can be machalic and say, "Oh, Shmuel holds ain't chuppah l'psulus." But maybe he would be of the opinion like Tysus that there's a chuppah that's chalas in three. You follow me? Because eventually, when she gets older, it's good. So that's how we were machalic in both directions. You got me? You got a clear? So therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, good. Then answer number what? Yes. You mean the second direction or the first?
Both.
Both? Nachamol. No problem. Even for Rav Prater, Gmaravid, after Dalis 400, 800 times, Lamaisa. Chazring that, then we said the Mishnah. I never found it was not the Mishnah Sharm. Remember, I couldn't find who it was. The Gemara says right after, pray to live a long life. Hashem banked the time. Thought it was the Mishnah Sharm. It's not the Mishnah Sharm. Maybe it's my own shot. Lamaisa, I thought. Okay, I think so. I saw it. I want it safer. Okay, let's go. Rav says she's chupal psulus. What does that mean, Ben? It means if a coin marries a grusha, it's chal to mess her up forever. She can no longer eat shroom anymore. She's desecrated. Remember, we learned that. We learned in the beginning of the year when it's Mahalik, we had the six kashas on the Rambam. Remember? Chuppa Kainan, remember the whole shtickle? Two dinim, one to dinim Bama, one to dinim Nisr, based on the Rabbul Chonam. You remember? Not the Rabbul Chonam, Naftali. It's in the Sefer. The Sheish Kushis, you remember? So, even if you hold the Yeshua couple of Psulis, which is what we paskin like Rav, but Lamaisa, that's because the Bia is a Bia. It's a halachic Bia, but it's Usr. Where this is not even a halachic Bia lesson three, so it's not how about Talia. Go the other direction. You can all like Shmuel holds what? Ain chuppah l'psulus. Which means what? That the coin of grusha does not mess her up for good. Okay? It's not chal to mess her up. But I could still hold like Tysus that the, because ain chuppah l'psulus means that that's always usher. Shmuel holds ain chuppah l'psulus, it's always usher. So it doesn't click in the passer because she's always usher. But a girl that's less than three, when she becomes older than three, it's chal. So therefore, from that direction, you can be a colleague. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. It's not connected at all with the sugya of a chuppah less than three. Is not connected with the sugya of what yesh chuppah l'psulus in both directions. You got me? Okay. That answers number what? Four. Let's go. Five. Yossi, you with me? Let's go. What's the havana of the dinim with Thomas Bala? Just push it. But the push it dinim sometimes are hard. You got to know everything. We don't skim, right? We don't skim. You got to know before you know the lumdus. You also you're not going to the pshat. What does it mean, Matamis Boila? It's an unfortunate din, Rachmana Latsan. If a guy's Boila need his Chayiv Karas, if he does it B'shoike, he's Chayiv Achatas. Right? A Chayiv Achatas is only when there's a Chayiv Karas. You have to know that. Not if it's just a lav. There's no Chayiv Achatas on ham and bacon and shatness. Only lav Shish Bokaras, we do B'shoike, Chayiv Achatas. Okay? So, let's say a guy's Boila a woman, even if it's his wife. Rachman al Hassan, she starts menstruating in the middle of the bia. So the Gemara hasn't shuas the dafiches. What you do in that case, okay, you have to, he has to just, you know, he's not allowed to be pirish or whatever. He just has to, the Gemara says, he has just to, you know, wait until Lamaisa, the bia ends on its own. Lamaisa. Because if he's pirish, he might cause ana, and therefore it's a problem. I'll be din. And he has a klap al chay, it's beshoigi, it's chayvachatas. Okay? That's the din. It's Gemara shuas dafiches on base. What is the nature of the tumah, though? If a guy is bala needed. So the Gemara says beferish, he's tamei shivas yamim. That's what it means with tamei bala. He's metamei shivas yamim. The pasuk says a tehein hidasa olav. Was that in last week's parsha? Yes. I think it was last week's parsha. Vikra tevav pasuk of dal. It's achar mois. No? It says tehein hidasa olav. That's why I always do those both parshios, whenever you see those both parshios, it's a pella that have been a time of the Sefer Yashar. Because it lists off all their eyes and need is at the end. Ram holds Nida's an Erva. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, you live with your wife, she's a Nida, I have to let myself be killed. It's a Chiv Karz, it's an Erva. It's Gili Arias. The Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha says Nida's not a Erva. It's a Pella, though. How do you read the Psukim? It's always in that Parsha. It's in both Parshas. It's a Pella to me. How the Rabbeinu Tam read the Chumash. But the Pashup Shad is, it's in that whole landscape. So Pashup Shad is your Nida's an Erva. We pass in Yarvo Yavor on it. Yes?
Is there like if there's another
Isra
at the end of
Arias
also that's not?
What, Behemah? Behemah and Mishkav Zacha? Those are Ervas. Those are Ervas. I don't know what you're referring to. But Pashup Shah need is. Okay. But it says Atain Idas Allah Veikatva Pasukov Dalit that he becomes tummy for 7 days. That's Pashut. Please get it. A boil nida is what? The din is 7 days. Okay? Umatam is ball is 7 days.
It says in the middle of
go ahead, Ben.
Molech
and Avodah Zarah. It says it in the middle. In the middle, it says a Molech in both parshas. In Achron Mos and Kadosh. Yeah, but it's at the end. I'm like, okay, I hear you. All right. So is it right in the middle?
Those, yeah.
What's the one before? Give me an erva before.
The one right before is Nida.
And what's the one right afterwards?
It says
Nida's at the end, though, no?
There's still more.
Yeah? I thought Nida's at the end of all the list. Okay.
Talks about Achosa, and then.
You mean it says Achosa afterwards?
And it says Achosa. Talks about all the Arayas.
Yeah, what's after Nida? That's what I'm saying.
And then there's the Pasuk about Nida.
Yeah, what's
and
after Nida?
And then it talks about
Eishes Hamisecha.
And then
Eishes
Hamisecha.
Okay,
Molech.
All right.
And then the
end. Right, so you're saying there's only one. There's only one, no?
Maybe like, I think Rosh Hashanah was saying.
There's only one.
So maybe that's Molech is not included, and maybe also Nida is not included.
Okay. Like, all right, good. I'm saying, but I'm just saying the Pashtus is yeah. That what? Pashtus would be like the Rambam that is it, but I hear you, okay. But you're saying it's only one that's afterwards. Eishes is a nerve. Okay, good. Let's go weiter. That's number five. You got it? Bola Nida Thomas. What'd you say?
There's Mishkav Zachor afterwards.
Okay. You're good? You're saying good? Okay. I hear you. All right. So you're saying there's more. Could be very good. All right. Pashup Shad is like the what? Pashup Shad is like the Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? I'm sorry, Pashup Shad is like the Rama, based on what you're saying. That's what I was suggesting, the mice, you know?
No, I'm saying the opposite. Then.
Why?
It's broken up in the middle.
I know, but those are Ervas afterwards, though.
Yeah, but in the
because Moloch breaks it up?
In the middle, and Nida,
gotcha. Right
before,
okay.
Maybe both of those are not.
Gotcha. Okay, good. You're saying good. That's what Shachar said?
I think he said.
Okay, save a bit of time. Okay.
I think
that okay, very good. So that's number five. What's the Havana of Dinamatamis Boiler? Number six. What's the difference? You should write up everything here after Shabbos. All the Ritar you hear, you should write up after Shabbos. I'm giving myself Musa first and foremost. You really should. I used to try when I was your age, any Ritar on Shabbos, so I'd remember it. Okay, I can't say I did all even when I was your age either. It's amitoy, right? It's a chatoy ani masker. Okay, let's go. That's five, six. What's the chiluk in avatuma rishon tuma? You got to know this. What's the chiluk? I had between an avatuma and rishon tuma. Chiluk is simple, but you got to know it. An avatuma is metame adam mikelim ochlin amashkin, all four. A rishon is only metame ochlin amashkin, not adam mikelim. Okay. Yeah, Nachamol. An Avatuma can be Metame Adam, Mikalim, Ochlin, and Mashkin. Rishon can only Metame Adam. Stephen. And Rishon can only Metame what? Only Ochlin, and Mashkin. Not Adam, Mikalim. Okay, you got to know that din. I want you to know, it's very important. Okay? You know what what the Avi Avosatum is? A mace, Rahman al Islam. Okay? So you got to know, there's a lot of bunch of Mishnayas that the Gemara and Shas doesn't quote. It's Kedai to do all Mishnayas, but. To know the Seder Mishnayos, which Gemara, there are some Mishnayos that Gemara never touches. In Zroim, in Taurus, and in Kodshim. Okay? So it's Kedai to know those Mesechtas. No, how do you know? You have to learn the Mishnayos. Okay? Because if the Gemara never quotes it, 2700 Dabim and Shas doesn't quote some Mishnayos. How else you get on? Learn the Mishnayos. Okay? It's not easy. You try the best you can. So that's the Chiluk Lamaisa I wanted you to bring out. Lamaisa, between a Rishon and a what? And an Av. Okay. That answers number what? Number six, seven. Let's go. What's the Hesber of the Din Latam and Mishkav Taklan Kelyon? Tanis Kolamal. Let's get it. So we said the following. What is the words Latam and Mishkav Taklan? Means the following. That guy that was Bol Anita is considered to be like a what? Even though he's Tami 7 days, he's like a Rishon. What do you mean he's like a Rishon? Meaning that if he sits on the top of 10 cushions, yes? Even the one on the bottom that he doesn't touch is tummy. Because it's like an Elyon Shelzav. What is the word Elyon Shelzav? People make this mistake all the time. I don't know if I stressed that in sure. You know what they think Elyon Shelzav means? The top cushion. That's ridiculous. It's wrong. Tame Mishkov Tachton Ke Elyon Shelzav means Lamaisa that the Tachton, right? He sits, let's say, on 10 cushions. Even the bottom one is tum, even though he didn't touch it, like an Elyon Shozav. What's an Elyon Shozav? Elyon Shozav is what a Zav carries. Not that he touches it. So it's only Metame Ochlin Amashkin. So a girl who's less than 3 is not a Basbia. She's not Metame her husband at all. It's like Nogea Anita. It's like touching Anita. Shetovu V'tame out of Erev. Okay? So a girl that's less than 3, Yom Echad, is not a Basbia. And let's say she has blood. I don't know how she's menstruating, but she's menstruating less than 3 years and 1 day. Less than 3 years and 1 day. If he's bold, it's like touching Anita that he's tovu and he's tummy. You know, he has to go to mikveh. He's got to wait till Erev Hashemesh. He waits till the night. Okay, that was just a side then I just said. That if she's less than 3, because we're not talking about less than 3. So does everyone have that halacha? So far we got it. Elyon is like a shirt, you know, where he's not touching it. It's like something that he carries. So we're going to get to the details on that now. Okay, we got it. Ke Elyon Shozav means that it's a Rishon. That it's a Rishon. No, Elyon's the shirt that the Zav wears. Something that he carries.
Rashi said he is like an Elyon Shozav.
No. He is. The guy that's Bol Anita is like an Elyon Shozav. Because he is a Rishon, right? Halach Lamaisa. And the Elyon Shozav is a Rishon that's only Metame Ochlin Umashkin. Yes, Yosef.
So then how is him sitting on cushions going to be Metame if they're Kelim and he is a Rishon? Did we just say that?
I mean, why is it Metame, you mean?
Yeah, why is it Metame? Shouldn't it only be Ochlin Umashkin?
That's a good Kasha, Lamaisa. That's a good kasha, no? In other words, why should he be Metame if he's considered to be like that? Mm-hmm. In other words, any Tamei, Medargash, Rishon, through Metame, Memaga, no, they're only Metame, Memaga, Rak, Oklahoma, Memashkin.
He's sitting.
He's sitting. Sitting is different. Right? He said that it's considered, it's only Metame what? It's only Metame, Memaga, Rak, Oklahoma, Memashkin. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that answer your kasha? I don't know if that you're saying because he's sitting?
Mishka
V'moshev is a separate din, you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Even though it's a Rishon, but it's like you're actually touching it, you mean?
It's worse than touching.
What'd you say?
It's worse than touching. It's going to be, the tumor is going
to... Even though only a Rishon's Oakland and Kalen? So it's going to Metame even though it's only Oakland and Mask, but this is Kalen, no? So you're saying it's a special din. You're saying it's a special din? Okay, that's what you got to say. It's a good kasha. That's what you got to say. We got to look into it more. It's a good kasha. But let's finish up this din.
Can it be referring to the when he sits on his avatum?
He himself is an avatum. Zav is. I'm not talking about a Zav. I'm talking about the ball needed. The ball needed is a Rishon. Yeah, he's a Rishon. What'd you say?
Rashi
says the Esar Matzos is Mishka V'Moshev, a few Esar Matzos, but it's not an Av.
But maybe is that Abalolios Avatum, that's referring to him or to the Matzos?
No, it's not. No. It's not referring to Avatum, who's the needed. The woman herself is an Avatum. Avolios Avatum Latame Adam Vekalim. Kimishkova shall need a Atzma. Latame Ochlan Umashkin kill Yonash Azav. No, it's referring to the.
To him.
Yeah, to him. So that's what the Yosef is asking. So why is he in time of the Matzos? So he's a Rishon. He's a Rishon that's given a special din of Mishka V'Moshev. You follow me? He's a Rishon that's given a special din of Mishka V'Moshev. You're asking good, Lamaisa. There's the need herself of time of Mishka V'Moshev. What's the din? Mishka Moshev Anita, she's an Avatuma, and therefore what? Therefore, if you touch Adam, if you touch Adam Mekalim and Tamo son, I think you have to say that it's a special din, like Ben said. Mishka Moshev a Bol Anita is in Nasan El Rishon Latuma. Come on, my gosh, a Bol Anita. So the Mishka Moshev a Bol Anita only become a Rishon, yeah, like the Magal. In other words, the cushions are not Metame the Adam Mekalim; they're only Metame Oklahoma Mashkin. You understand what I'm saying? The cushions become a what?
Rishon.
The cushions are a Rishon. The cushions. So they're not Metame Adam and Kalim, they're only Metame Oklahoma Mashkin. Adam and Kalim are not Mekabel Tumah only from an Av. Okay? So Lamaisa, we really shouldn't call him a what? We shouldn't call him a Rishon or an Av anyway. We should just say that the cushion becomes a Rishon. You follow me? He's Tamei Nida. He, a boil nida. Let's not classify a boil nida as a we asked before. Remember, I told you what the klal is. What's the avon of it? Let's go 5, 6, and 7. 5. What's the avon of Tamei Nida boil nida? He's Tamei Shivas Yomim. Let's not call him a Rishon. It's not a Rishon. He's just Tamei Shivas Yomim. Okay.
He touches ochel
or
they're going to become Tamei. That's a Rashi.
No, but no, that's a boil need is matame shiva. Yes.
Yeah, but also
that's the din. And what that answers number 5. Number 6 is between Avin and Rishon is Avin matame what? Ochel maskin on mekalim. Rishon is only matame what? Ochel maskin and not yeah, not on mekalim.
So this is going to be matame ochel.
No, but I'm saying the boil needed lemaisa, the boil needed. No, but what I'm saying to you is that Yosef had a great kasha. If you classify a boil nida as a rishon, why is he metame the cushions? It's only metame ochel and maskin, not utim v'kelim. It's kelim. That was just his kasha. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to classify the boil nida as a rishon. Okay, he's a din tame like shivis yomim lemaisa. Don't classify him as either. But lemaisa, he's a little bit more lenient. The mishka of a moshe of a nida becomes a what? Let's get it. You got me? The Mishka of Moshe of a Nida becomes an Avatuma. The Mishka of Moshe of a Boil Nida becomes only a Rishon. That's the difference. Okay? Let's not classify the woman, Lomaisa, as anything or the man as anything. The woman Taka is an Avatuma, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Tumi Yotsu Migufo. So the Boil Nida Mistama also is an Av. So let's call them both Avs. Very good, Yosef. Okay?
So
excellent.
Why do you call them Rishon? In the Rashi.
Rashi is saying, Rashi's not calling him, he's saying the cushions. Again, let's read the Rashi inside. Latama Mishkov talking Yanak Shosa Bala Moshev Umishkov Afil Esamatzals. The cushions themselves are a Rishon Pinchas of Alolios Avatuma. They don't become what Avos Latame Adam Kalim Kimishkova shall need a atzma. The Mishkov of Anita do remain Av. All they can do is talk about Yonah Shazav. Yonah Shazav also the time of Oklahoma Mashkin. You got me? That's the way you read the Rashi. Okay, very good, Yosef. Excellent.
The Gemara said that he becomes Tame.
Right.
Tame Mishkav Taftar Kelly. So it seems to be the same as Anita, and Rashi explains.
The difference is the cushions of the Boil Nida and the Nida. The cushions of a Boil Nida are a Rishon. The cushions of a Nida are an Av. Nafkamina is can the cushions be Tame? Adam to Caleb. Of a need a yes, of a boil need a no. Okay? So that answers the kasha. And the Poshup Shad is a boil need and the need themselves are of us. Pinchas, you got me?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get it down. You got it? You're tired. Take out the judge. You got me?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. Very good, Yosef. Excellent. Okay? Very good clarification. That's the Chiddush. Okay? Very good. No, we didn't finish the Mahalach though. We had a Mahalach here. The Ritva here quotes B'Shem the Rashbam. What does the word El Yono Shozav mean? So it meant that he lifts up a chafetz and he moves it from its place. Let's say I have a suitcase. And I have an item in the suitcase. The guy's a Zav. Picks up the suitcase. So he moved it from one place to the other, but he didn't touch it. It's a Mishnah Zovin. Perik Dal Mishnah Hay. That's what the Ritva quotes here B'Shem the Rashbam. Yes. You move without touching. Let's say there's an item that was inside the suitcase. Okay? So you move it by moving the suitcase, you didn't touch the item. It's a Mishnah Zovin. So Tyson Nida, Laman Alpha, and Bezer Maskatakla says it's wrong. Why? Tumas Hesses is moving. Hesses. You know, Hesses when I move something. This is Tyson Nida, Laman Alpha, and Bezer Maskatakla. Asked on the Rashbam. What do you ask? Tumas Hesses we learn from a Pusik. The Kolash Yigabo Azav. It's Gemara in Nida Mem Gimel and Avta Pasuk. It's in this. Excuse me, last week's parsha. What's the din of Elyon Shozav? Where's that from? A Gemara Nida Lamed Beis Imed Beis. 11 blot earlier. It's from a different pasuk. Chol Anogeh B'Chol Ashir Yeh Tachtav. That's in Pasuk Yud. It's a pasuk earlier. One pasuk earlier. So you see, Elyon Shozav has nothing to do with Tumas Hesed. Hesed is moving. Hey Yud Samach Tes has nothing to do with one. Or the other. The different Makaros, Tosis asks. So that forced Tosis to say, Al Yono Shozav means like this. Please get it. Doesn't mean like something you're carrying or a shirt that you're not actually touching, something like that. Right? A shirt could be if you have a bunch of undershirts, you're not touching your shirt, your body. So what did Tosfos say the case was, Yosef? You have a long beged, part of it's on the zav and part of it's on the ground. But you're not touching it. It's resting on your shoulder. So when the zav moves, the part of it that's on his beged moves. But the part that's on earth stays in its place. So that's not Hesus. Because the whole beged's not moving. In order for it to be Hesus, you need the whole beged to move. Therefore you need another pasuk.
But when he moves, the thing on the ground is not moving?
What did you say?
Why is the thing on the ground not moving if it's a beged?
Because it's a long beged. Part of it's on my shoulder, part of it's on the thing. So even if I take a step back, it doesn't move the thing on the ground. No, it's so long, Lamaisa, it won't. If you have a shirt, Lamaisa, let's say I move sideways. I could develop a scenario where I move sideways, it doesn't move, right? You're right, if you move back, it should move. But let's say I move sideways, or I move forward. So if the whole beged doesn't, so I can dig up a scenario where that's El Yono Shozav that will be Tomei, out this new din of El Yono Shozav that's not based on Tumas Esses. Because I dug up a case where what? Where Lamaisa wasn't moving. Allah Lamaisa, and I'm still going to be mitame. So you can't say like what? You can't say like Taisa said that. You can't say like Rashbam said that it was what? A manifestation of Tumas Esses because it has two different makaris. Tumas Esses is a different makar than El Yono Shozav. You go like Tyson, I develop a scenario where it's not what? Where it's not Tumas Esses. So I don't know what's Tumas Esses in this new din of El Yono Shel Zav.
The shirt that doesn't move is El Yono Shel Zav?
Yes. Well said. That's correct. Okay, the whole beged is going to be also because it's El Yono Shel Zav. Alts Esses is not because you have to move the whole thing. I didn't move the whole thing. The whole beged will be a problem out El Yono Shel Zav. So that's number 7. Okay? We got it? We didn't skip the Tumas Vitara. All right? You got it? 8. Let's go. People are tired on Mondays. We fight it. Fight it. Are you ready? Okay. That's what, you know, Bentayra, what about chewing gum? You think chewing gum is a Bentayra? But sometimes you have to do it driving, Lamais. So kind of a fascist. Keep me up. I have to chew gum to keep myself up sometimes.
Airplane.
If I'm driving. Airplane. Because your ears, okay. But regularly, it's not, Meet his tavis, I guess. Okay. Ma'amar abraiso miris legabi asicha ben Yochanan ben Bagbag, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseir. What do you say? Just say it over. Push it. Let's go. What was the dialogue? So this is a quote. Lamais is from a Sifri in Parash Noach. We looked it up in the computer today. Thanks to Ben. We looked up, yes, Moshe. I forgot. He was in my Shir Novelis last June. I forgot his name, last name. Got 100 on the beginning. He's an excellent fellow. Kurtz, Moshe Kurtz, from Bayswater. Excellent fellow. So it says in Brysa, we use his computer, and we looked it up. Actually, it said Binitzivin. In the Sifri on the computer, it said Binitzivin, not Linitzivin. We have Linitzivin. So Ben Bagbag sent the following. He said, oh, I've heard that you've allowed Arusa Bas Yisrael eating truma. We're dramatizing a little bit. So he sent back to him, yeah, I have said that. Don't you hold of it too? I know that you're a Baki and Kol Torakul, B'chol Chedri Atayra. You didn't know how to dorish this Kavach Omer? Yata Yodea? What's the Kavach Omer? Ma Shifchik Ninis. That what? That Bia does not allow her to eat. Because you can't have Bia with Shifchik Ninis. She's a Shiksa, right? Half Shiksa. Yeah? However, Kesef allows her to eat. How much more so a regular woman, Kesef should allow her to eat. Ava Ma Esse? What's Ma Esse mean? What does Ma Esse mean? What can I do? And in the Raisha, it's good. But in Rabbanan, it's Osir. And Rusa Basur can't eat Truman until what? Until she goes to chuppah. Okay? You follow me? Yeah? Okay, good. That was the brisa straight up. I'll say it again. Ben Bagbag, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yudah ben Seir ben Nitzivin. He said, I've heard about you a lot of Rusa Basur to eat Truma. And Rabbi Yudah ben Seir said, like, yeah. He said, don't you hold of it? You know, Kol HaTorah Kul, Chedri HaTorah. You didn't know the ability to make the drush of the Kavachomer? Ma, Doch Shiva Kananis, that Bia doesn't work, allow her to eat. Kesef does. How much more so a regular woman that Bia allows her to eat? Kesef should allow her to work. Ava Maes, it's awesome in the Rabbonon. Didn't say yet why, did it? No. Did it? Did it say why already? Yes, it said. Actually, it's kind of chuppah. Yeah. Didn't bring up any reasons yet in the Brysa. No?
What do you mean by reason?
No, it didn't say Ula or Symphone. Didn't bring it up yet. Okay, good. That answers number 8. 9. Let's go. What?
Does Rashi say Mishum
Ulam? Rashi didn't bring it up yet, Lamaisa. Rashi didn't bring it up yet. Okay? Let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that another. We had a whole shtick on that Rashi, why Rashi brought up Shiks over there. Ramad Domel Chamor. Well, I'll ask him for a Kasha tomorrow, I'll believe that. Get in right for this one. Remember that we had a Marit, yeah? Okay, let's go. Number 9. What did the Rebbe Chonin say on the Kavachom Rebbe Kiyas Bechedje HaTeret? What do we add on? Bam Kasha, Rebbe Chonin was always paid Dalit, no?
Yeah.
Always paid Dalit, very good. You don't need to be a Paki Bebe Kiyas to say a Kavachom or Kavachom based on Sfora. Kavachom based on Sfora. What do we add on to that? We said from Zam Nechemiah Goldberg, Shlita to the great Gon, our Rebbe, that a Kavachom is a Dimin Adinim. Taisa says above Tzia Gimelmez, that's why we can destroy a Kavachom based on a what? Pirka Koldu. That category is blue. This category is orange. Throw it out. It's based on logic. Right? Throw it. Don't translate like the logical deduction. And that's how we add on Gemara Kedushin. What daf? Armasech the dalim and base. Milsidasi kavachomer. Top line. Tarach the kasav law. Kraw. Why? Because milsidasi kavachomer. It's if it's based on svari, you'd say lamali kraw. Hasvari. Gemara Kedushin chav base manaf. Gemara baba kamen vabes. Peshas beshidu masulchen ol araya. Yes. That was our whole shtickle. Okay, but nonetheless. The Rebbe Cholon asked the Kashin, says, you don't have to know Bekiyas to know Kol Torah, say a Kavachomer is based on Sfarah. What's the Teretz? Yes, you do, because you have to know that it won't be slugged up from different areas. Okay? So we said maybe you could read that into the Teretz, maybe. Maybe you could read what we said into the Teretz. Because you have to know, Lomais, you slug up the Kavachomer, you have to know Kol Torah Kul. So maybe that's what he meant. It's the Dimin Adinim, Lomais. Okay, I don't know. What'd you say, Ben? I'm sorry?
Isn't that the Teretz from Al Nitzamim? Is it not
Sparta? That's what we held, yeah.
So that answers the Kasha right away.
Yeah, that's what we said. We said the whole Kasha shouldn't start, Lemaisa. The whole Kasha shouldn't start. So we're saying maybe that's good for what the Terence of Reb Chaim really was. Maybe that's what he means, Lemaisa. That it's a Dimin Adinim, and therefore it's a Dimin
Adinim.
Reb Chonah quotes Reb Chaim, Lemaisa. Quotes Reb Chaim, says that. Reb Chaim was his Rebbe. Okay, so he quotes that, maybe that's what he, we want to say maybe that's what he meant, Lemaisa. Okay. Could be. But please get it. Okay, that answers what number? Number 9, 10. What's the marker of Rashi? That he quotes the Sifri for Nesu'ati Truma. What does the text of Rashi ask on it? Comes up with this pasuk in Korach. Amazing, no? Comes up with this pasuk in Korach. It's an amazing thing. No? What's the pasuk say in Korach? Pasuk says, see, free me call Torah, basically, Yochel also. It's Bamidbar Yurches, Pazuk Yid Aleph, 18:11. And Ben Bagbag, you guys asked me this one, that's why I went to the computer. Va Ben Bagbag, the Tony Hassam Tunnel. Hachta Ben Bagbag, Hassam Tunnel. Ben Bagbag is the one who taught it, because he's caught the Sifri. That's a Rashi meant. That's why we looked in the computer, we found it, Baruch Hashem. So you see, Beferish, that's the marker. I want you to know that Pazuk good. Okay? You got it? He called Torah basically Yochel also. Did I ever tell you Rav Shach, the first Bechina I took with him in Shiri, it was 13 Psukim? I ever tell you that? Just Psukim. Here I'm chazin so much. Just Psukim. What are the dinim from all these 13 Psukim? Baruch Hashem, I happen to know the Makaris. A lot of guys got really killed on it, Lamaisa. You have to know the Muk. You have to know the Makor Adin. Baruch Hashem, it's Yad Dishmai, but otherwise some of my Chavarim got killed on it. They knew the dinim, but they didn't know the Makar, Lamaisa. But what is the marker here? Kol Torah basically Yocholsa. Maybe I should do that, huh? Huh? Not a bad idea, huh? Just make Makaris. What didn't we learn from the Makaris? Okay. So what does the Tais HaRash ask on that? So the Tais HaRash asks on this the following. He says, I don't understand. What do you need a new pasuk for? It's Kenyan Kaspo, we already know. From Ham and Aleph. What does Rashi come up with this whole new marker for? It's a Pella. Tais HaRash asks right here. Tais HaRash. On Yudam and Beis. Dimramaskus, he got Pinchas a little scared. Dimramaskusushi biyasam achilasa, right? Dimramaskusushi biyasam achilasa, he quotes the Sifri at the end, right? Okay? We gotta know, even without the Bechin, you gotta know, Lomites. Okay, we're good. You see, it was good. I forgot the Pasuk again. Let me say it for a third time so I should remember. What is it again? Kol Tor Beisha Yocholso. Kol Tor Beisha Yocholso. Okay. Because the Rosh Hashanah, what do you need a marker for? What do you need a marker for, Lomites? We already have Kenyan Kaspo. Okay. Oh, so we'll get to the Teretz. That was the Teretz of Rosh's Kash. That's 10. 11. What's the Teretz of Zecha Yitzchak? The Teretz Rashi Tein Shnei Nafkaminis. Oh. So Ben was Pinchas was mechavin to the Ben. I'm sorry, Ben was mechavin to the Zecher Yitzchak Rebiska Petroberger. Yitzchak Petroberger says a beautiful chiddush in his tshuvas, where he wants a friend for this, and let's say the whole mahal, okay. But that's the next one. The sheets of Taisus, the Gabbai, the Makiris. Okay, what's the Teretz of Zecher? Let's go right to it. Two nafkaminas. Says the Zecher Yitzchak Siman Lamed Aleph, like Ben said, Kinyan Kasp was only for a water and a rusa, a nesua eats because of the din of Kohenis. Where did the din of Kohenis come from? That drush of the Sifri called Torah Besa Yochol. So please get it. So an arusa is from Kinyan Kasp. A nesua is a new din called the Kohenis, and that's based on the pasuk. Lamed nafkaminin. So we said the following. The way Reb Shmuel brought the way Reb Shmuel broke it down is as follows: is that one pasuk tells me a woman eats me din kinyan kaspo, the other pasuk says an independent din that she eats me truma. Okay, she's an independent din that she eats me truma. So my nafkamina. So he said two nafkaminas. I want you to get it. Number one is there's a mitzvah give truma to kohanim. Yes, what happens if you give it to her, the wife of a kohen? Are you yotzer or not? So the Rashi and Trumas and Mishnayos Vav Bei says yes. You yotze the mitzvah, no problem. So plug it in. If you hold that what? She has an independent din, that she's a Kohenis, and therefore it's good. But if you say it's a manifestation of kinyan kaspo, maybe you have to give it to him, but not to his wife and to his avadim. Maybe not yotze the mitzvah. That's one nafkamina. Nocha nafkamina, Sefer Achinu Mitzvah Sreish Pei has a tremendous chiddush that kinyan sheni, kinyan rishu, kinyan sheni can eat truma, meaning your eved of a Kohen can eat truma, an eved that buys another eved can eat truma. But a kinyan shlishi cannot eat. A third eved can't. Remember that? You got me? Again, your you can eat, your eved is rishon, and the eved buys another is a sheni. But the third one, Lamaisa, if the second guy buys a third one, that cannot be eaten. Well, that makes sense if you hold it a din of kinyan kaspo. But if you hold it to be din, a special din of what? That she herself is a Kohenis, then what do you mean? Her thousand generation of avadim could eat. Doesn't make a difference how many steps. She herself's a Kohenis. So why shouldn't it be good? So those are the two nafkaminas that we wanted to give.
That din of Evet Shlishi is only by Nisha?
That din of Evet Shlishi, Lomaisa, is by, no, an Evet Kohen. Well, that's what we want to suggest. By her, if you say that, that's what we want to be Michalik, correct.
If a regular Kohen has an Evet Shlishi, is he going to be allowed to have Truma?
A regular Kohen?
A Kohen.
He can do as many generations as he wants. This is only Avdei Eishes Kohen. Avdei Eishes Kohen, Lamaisa, right?
Okay.
Only if it comes from Kinyan Kaspo,
yeah.
Then the third generation will not be able to eat. If it comes from the din of Kol Torah Rebesi Yochal, then all the Avadim should eat. Even Kinyan Shlishi should eat. You follow me? So that would be the Nafkamina. Okay? That would be the Nafkamina. Allah Lamaisa. But another nafkamina would be an arusa eats midin what? An arusa eats midin kinyan kaspo, yes?
Yeah.
So an arusa, then you can have the distinction the avid avadim, kinyan shlishi is bad. But an asua that eats midin kol Torah Beischa, then kinyan sheni shlishi would all be good. That would be like, it's kind of like lamaisa, three nafkaminas. One nafkamina we said is, what's the first nafkamina yotz in the scene or not? Based on kinyan kaspo, not. Based on Kol Torah Beischa Yochal, yes. Number two nafkamina is, do you say that there's a distinction about her avadim, halacha lamaisa? So if you say it's from kinyan kaspo, yes. Halacha lamaisa. Just like the third avid wouldn't eat, so too the third avid of her wouldn't eat, halacha lamaisa. But if you say that she has a new din, based on she's a din of Kohenis, then no matter how many generations of avadim would eat. And then gufa, you can be mechalik, it's kind of like three nafkamina. I only ask you for two. But Gufi can be mechalek in an arusa who only is what within kinyan kaspo, then avde avadim would not eat. But in a suah, it's within kol Torah, and avde avadim would eat, no matter how many generations. So I only asked for two, really three. So
what's the third
nafkamina is the difference between arusa and a suah. That chiluk in kinyan sheni, kinyan shlishi, Ben, you could say it's only by what? You could say that's only by kinyan kaspo. But if you say kol Torah beischa, then she's in a suah, then everything's good.
Isn't that where all the nafkaminas are stemming from, though?
Yeah, I mean, pasuk shot, you're right. You know, so we're utilizing the pasuk by what? I understand, but I'm saying the nafkamina by Nesina and the nafkamina by the Avada, maybe you wouldn't have to get in. You don't have to necessarily break it up. It says one Arusa, one's in the
Suah. But then why would you make a chiluk between the two?
I'm saying that might be the nafkamina between the two.
I'm saying. I thought it all stems from the fact
that... I understand. But I'm saying, even if you don't want to distinguish and say that Kinyan Kasp was Arusa and Kol Doreis is Nesu, let's say they both tell you Arusa. I still could come up with nafkaminas between the two.
Why would you be able to make a chiluk? If they're both telling you Arusa, then why would you be able to make those nafkaminas?
Because it depends on what the marker is. What's the Getteret did? If all the markers from Kinyan Kasp, then you're going to be limited. If it's the markers from Kol Doreis, then you're not going to be limited. Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but it's you're saying is good also. I'm just saying those two nafkaminas don't necessarily have to be, you know, have that distinction in Arus and Nesua, but it works out well. So you really should write three nafkaminas.
Why do we say okay? That? Why do we say that about if it's Kinyan Kasp in the second, third Eved of the Yishakana?
What'd you say?
So that if it's Kinyan Kasp,
yes,
third Eved,
third cannot eat. Yeah, that's a chiddush of the chinuch. It's too much. It's too removed from being kasbal. Two avadim is fine. Eved buying another eved is fine, but third one, forget about it. Too removed. Way too removed. Whereas if it's kultur basically, there's no reason to have any problems with it. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number 11. 12, let's get this. What are the sheet of Taisis and the Ritful that got me Makaris, La Rusu, Nisus, Bochelts, Betrumu? So Rashi, I'm Taisin Yvomis, says that possibly the Rashi quotes with Sefri is a smach to Baalma. Taisin Taf Samachesim and Alpi Yvomis. Rashi's pasuk of the Sifri is in a smach to Baalma. Let's get it. Taisi Vamas Taf Samachesim, room number 12. Okay? What's the sheet for the Ritva? The Ritva in Ksubis Nun Chesim is also the Taisi Rosh and Yudim Beis. Says the Iker pasuk of Eish Kohen is talking about Hot. The Iker pasuk of Eish Kohen is which pasuk? Kol Tor Ochol. So, what's Kinyan Kasa really talking about? A behema. That a behema can eat Truma of a Kohen. That's what the Ritva says, and also the Taisa Rosh and Yudim Beis by us. The Maskarus, amazing. I said, why does the Gemara quote Kinyan Kasp? Well, it's just Lurafka and Milsa. It's Lav Dafka. Really, the marker is called Torah Beischa. It's a big Kiddush. But please get that. Okay? That answers 12. Again, Taisa says that Rashi's quote from the series is Smach, is on the Rabbonon. And the Ritva and Ksubis from Chetzvah from Maskar Masnissen, and the Taisa Rosh later on, Yudim Beis Maskarusa, they both say, Halacha Lamaisa, they both say that the pasuk Iker pasuk of Torah Beis Kinyan Kasp is going on behemah. Okay, I think Marco Kinyan Kasp is lav dafke. Okay, that's 13. No, I'm sorry, that's 12. 13. What are the three sheetahs? Rashi tells the Ritva Gabi Shomeres Yavama Muteres Betruma. What's a Shomeres Yavama? Her brother-in-law died. She's waiting to have yibum done. Yes, she Muter Betruma. Get this, please. Okay, let's get it. Rashi, Halach Lomais, and Ksubus Nun Chesmaf, and Yavamas Sanach Zayinim and Beish, claims the Yavamas Aser Betruma. Gemara Darsh is Kinyan Kasbo, Lamait Yavamas, she Kinyan the Achiv, he's excluded from Kinyan Kasbo. Even if she waits 12 months, Takas Baila, husband dies, she falls in front of Yubin, she does not eat Truma. Done. That sheet is Rashi. Isser D'Araisa for Ishmer's Yavam to eat Truma, even if she's waited 12 months. And then the guy dies. Still nothing. Comes along Rabbi Natan, he says, no way. The pasuk is only a smach to Baalma. Mina Torah Shomer Shabim does eat Truma. Because the Zika makes her like his wife. Mid Rabbanan, there it goes, or not to eat. Mid Rabbanan, there it goes, or not to eat. Okay? Why not? Why did the Rabbanan make Xerah not to eat? Yeah? But she's out of the house now, isn't she?
She's
going to go back? She was married.
But she was married.
She's waiting. So she went back to her father's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Fine. Also, you could say sinful. Maybe she. Maybe
once she was married once.
Maybe at least, but maybe be sinful with the new guy, Lamaisa. And once she's married once, right? So you're saying it's ulo.
You want to say that the first guy was makabel her if she has moved.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's look that up. It's a third thing we got to look up. Did you write down what we got to look up already?
Yeah.
Okay. Please write that down. We should look up what the reason for that is. I think you're saying because it's ulo. Okay. What do you do with sinful though? You're saying it was makabel? Okay, make a chetimsa? Okay.
I mean, if you want to say...
I would just say low plug.
If you want to say simple...
I would just say low plug. Well, I would say low plug. All right, but let's look it up if we can try to definitively get it. After mincha, Blina, to show me the three things. Okay? First thing already was what? The why is surely abim? Second thing was what? What was the second thing? I forgot it already. What was the second thing? First one was the miyun, the shulchan aruch was the second thing. Remember, we were going to look it up. What were we going to look up? Oh, about the father and the daughter, remember? The father and the daughter, remember the kashrus and the scope? Bia. Right. Yeah. I mean, the father and daughter, what's bein ol lebein ol? Right? There's not bia, right? So what does it mean? So what's number three? What's number three? Why is there a gzera d'rabbanan? Okay, ready? Let's get this. So Rabbi Natan says, "Min haTorah shemir shem can eat min rabbanan they asked it, but he has a nafkamina. Whatever, she waited 12 months, and then the guy what? The guy dies. Yeah, the first brother died, but she waited 12 months. Yigizman v'lo nisu. She can eat the truma, not a problem. Once she starts, taisis. It's all taisis. Once she starts, you don't stop. That shit is a taisis.
At the beginning, she can't.
Right, at the beginning, she can't. You got to wait till Yigizman. Yigizman v'lo nisu. We know you can eat, right? You know you can eat. You can eat the truma. Don't ask me, Ben. It's against Beis and Shel Achron. You know what Beis and Achron is. Where is it? Subisman Nun Zion and Beis. Remember, you keep bothering. You were bothered by it. Where is it? Where is it? I showed you every single time, and I don't mind showing again. Another 800 times. You follow me? Right? Mr. Rishon Mr. Achrona. But what was that talking about? It's talking about a regular woman. It's not talking about a Yavama. So don't be bothered by that. Okay? Once it gives man, because Mr. Achrona said it gives man, it still can't eat. Achei Kanis Lechuppah. This is talking about Yavama. Okay, you got it? That's Rashi tells you. What's the third sheet? The Ritva. Please get it. Ritva had a Pshara. What was the Pshara? Pshara means arbitration. What was the Pshara of the Ritva? The Pshara was like this. You with me?
We didn't. I thought we had.
No, the third sheet. We did Rashi, the Tais, now we do the Ritva. 13. The Ritva made a Pshara. What was the Pshara? She only had Erisin with the first guy, and he died. Then she cannot eat. But if she had Nisuin with the first guy, and then he died, meaning Nisuin. Yes? Then the Yabim eats. You got it? That's the Ritva Shita. He makes a Pshar in the middle. If she only had Anderson with the first guy, she doesn't eat. She had Nisun with the first guy, then she eats. Chlor? That's 13, 14. What was the difficulty we had with the Ritva? And what was the Malach that we said to Mimaz with the Ritva? That's 14. Oh. So the Karen Orin Yavama says Mimanashach. I don't understand it. This. What do you mean Mimanashach? What's the nafkamina whether she's a rooster or a nesu or the first guy? The guy's dead. The kinyan rishon is nifsuk. It has been separated. Now she's a shomer shavim. What does it make a difference to the first guy, second guy? Yes? That was the kasha Karen Orr said. So we said, but pashtus, what the ritva means, she's coming off a yibum from a zikas yibum from the suin. It's much more powerful than zikas erison. And if that's the case, it's a hemshich of the previous marriage. She's coming off a nesuin. It's much stronger. She can eat. She's coming off Eris, she's not strong. But the Bad Kodesh, one of the great Gedolim, quoted the Ritva based on the Zecha Yitzchak. What was the Zecha Yitzchak? That an Arusa eats midin what? Kinin Kaspel. What does a Nesu eat from? Midin Kohenes. From the Drosh of the Sifri. Called Torah Vescha Yochalosa. Says the Ritva, Nesu Le Kohen, she gets a din Kohenes. So I don't care whether what. I mean, I care. I feel bad that her first husband died, but she's not Mavatal the din of Kohenes. Kozman, she has a Zika. But an Arusa is not a Kohenis. She only eats within Kinin Kaspel. And therefore what? Kinin Kaspel can eat, but not a Yishomer Shavim. But if you say she had Nisu, she's already a Din Kohenis. So even if her first husband dies, that still remains as long as she's a Zika with the Yibum. Kozman is Zika's Yibum. Mela she can eat. So that's the Hezber of the Ritva. Beautiful, fancy pshat. Fancy Hezber of the Bad Kodesh utilizes Zecha Yitzchak and Mimaz with the Ritva. So Ritva is not a Ritva is a pshar, but based on Lomdis. He says, Mimonovshach, I don't care whether she's coming off Nisuin or Erisin. The guy's dead. If he's dead, then it's Nifsak. She shouldn't be able to eat at all. So we said, Pashtus in the Kavanas of Ritva says the Varyakov is here. Coming off Nisuin, it's much stronger. She'll allow to eat. Coming off Erisin, it's not, because it's M. Sheikhis. Depends what you're being mamshit from. From a stronger one, you should be able to eat. From a weaker one, not. Yeah? But the Bad Kodesh said a beautiful pshat based on the Zecha Yitzchak. Because Altskin and Kaspar and Arusa, once the guy's dead, it's Nifsak. But if it's Alts what? If it's Alts Kol Torah, basically, Yoga, the Suin, then Zedin Kohenis, it's Kol Zman Yen Zika, so go weiter with him. You heard of Or? That's always Masber. Okay. What is that answer? Number 14. Let's go, guys. 15. Let's go. 15. You ready, Adam? 4:15. Okay? What is Rashi saying? Ksubis davdun ches and kedusha bia lagabi heter achilas truma. This is a new thing. I don't think we did this. Okay, let's get it. This is a new kasha. Okay. Asterisk. Asterisk. Do asterisk. Right. It's a new question. We didn't do it before, okay? All right, the mice. You know how they had like the game shows when I was a kid, and that's why I was trying to make the noise. The asterisk for it, okay? All right, let's go. You ready? Rashi says in the Ksubas Nun Chesam and Aleph, Dir Maskav Ahai, an amazing thing. What happens to Mekadosh a woman with beer? Minatar she can eat truma. If you're a coin. Why? Why? Rashi said, what did the Gemara say in Ham and Aleph? Ula says, can eat kaspal, yes? But if, that's if you're Mekadosh with a kesef. But if you're Mekadosh with a beer, Rashi says, Makash Havais La Dadi. Get it down. Minatar, if you're Mekadosh a woman with beer, the coin, she eats truma based on Akesh's Havais La Dadi. That's what the Shita Lonor Lumi says by us too as well. Please get it. Why do you have to come on? Why do you have to be Makis Avais Laudadi? Tape a clay there. You're Makadu the Bia. She's his wife. She's his wife. No? It's a bomb kasha. You got it? The Avni Meluim Frek the Kasha and Rashi. Rashi is Makadu the Bia. What's the din? You can eat Shroom Minatora. Why? Makis Avais Laudadi. Frek to have them, you're married to her if you had beer. What do you have to say? So what's the answer?
Well,
because
beer is
still an answer. Oh, no. David Malum says, I was thinking that. David Malum says, no. He says, the Baal has no kinyan mamun b'ishto. The kinyan mamun b'ishto is only consummated with what? When you're Makadosh with a kesef. Kinyan kaspo. If you're Makadosh with a star or beer, she cannot eat. If it wasn't for Havayis La'adadi. Beer also. Bia Biavama, you learn out from Bia of Kedushin. Bia Biavama, you learn out from Bia of Kedushin. So you got this? Can't just say simply it's his wife. It's not true. Truma is a privilege that's really a mamonis privilege. You know, it's Isurim. I know you're Chai Misa. Fazari, it's Truma, but it's really a privilege mamonis. So Kinin Kasmo can accomplish that. Kesef. How do you know you can accomplish it with Bia or Star? There's no Kinin Mamon that's acquired with Kinin Bia and Kinin Star. Terence says, Avais La Dadi. And Bia, you learn out from where? Bia, Biavama, you learn out from Bia of Kedushin. Now, I want you to get this down. The Tosa Rosh argues, by us, on Ham and Aleph. The Tosa Rosh says that Kinyan Kaspo is because he rules over her. She's Meshubah to him. So even if it's a Kinyan Star or a Kinyan Bia, that's enough. So I want you to get that. Okay? Kinyan Kaspo is good for what? It's accomplished not just by Kesef of a Star and Bia, because you're moshul over her, Minat Torah. So the Tosa Rosh says that Kinyan Kaspo is good for all three mechanisms. Comes along Rebbe Chonon. Rebbe Chonon says, Hakish Avayis La'adadi only shach by an Ashes coin. What do you do by an Evid coin? What do you do by an Evid coin? Kesef Star and Bia only helps you for a woman, right? A wife of a coin. Doesn't help you for an Evid coin. What happens if you buy an Evid coin with a Star or Chazaka? It's not Kinyan Kaspo. So why does he eat Shroom and Evid of a coin? What's the Teretz? Because an Evid's Kanui La'adon is Kinyan Mamun. It's Kinyan Kaspo Mitzad. What is Mamun? It's like Shor V'chamor. I don't care how you bought him. I don't care how you bought him. Whether it's with what? Whether it's with Chazaka, Shtar, Chazaka. The bottom line is the what? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is yours, Mominus. So I don't care what the mechanism of the kidney was. It's Mominus. Like Avdo Chamor, so you can eat. Okay. One last Nakuda on this. The Pnei Yoshua asks Arkasha, why does Rashi what need Havayis La'adadi? Why don't you learn out from the Sifri like he does on Yudim and Beis of Kol Torah basically Yochol? That's how you know an Ashes coin eats truma. So what's the answer to that, Kasha? What's the answer to that, Kasha? Kol Torah Beis was only by what? Only by Nesu'in. We're trying to know by Erisin why it's mutar min hatorah to eat. That's how I would answer the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. Okay? That's how I would answer the Pnei Yoshua's Kasha. That's why I didn't quote the Pasuk in the Sifri. You follow me? Okay, we got it. So we're going to chazer over this Omahalach. Let's chazer over this Omahalach. Rashi and Ksuba says, Mekadosh Bebia, how do you know she eats Truma? Based on what? Havayis La'adadi. What's the Avni Meluim ask? The Avni Meluim ask, why did Rashi have to come to Havayis La'adadi? She's married. Mekadosh Bebia. Terence's Bia does not. What'd you say?
Why is she married?
Okay, you're saying she's a Bia, should be Erisin also. What do you mean? Bia accomplishes marriage. Kiddush Bia. She's Ishto. She's Ishto. Why do you need a new Pusuk? You have to come on to Kinyan Kaspo. Bia is just as good as Kesef. right? That's what he's asking. He's basically asking, B is just as good as Kesef.
Is that
that's Avin Mum's Kasha.
That's what Rashi said?
No. What does Rashi say that a Ishus Kohen can eat Truma if you're Makadosh with the Bia? Because your Makis Havayis La'adadi. What is Havayis La'adadi? That shows, Ben, that Bia is not alone enough. You have to learn out from Kesef.
Yeah.
Why is Bia not alone enough? That's the Kasha of Avin Mum.
Yeah.
That's his Kasha.
If anything, it should be greater because once you're Makadosh with Bia.
But there's a sad to say that Bia is Nisuno, so even though we said no one said it in the end.
Not only that, just the fact that once when it comes to Kiddushin.
You're saying that Bia saves both the Rabban and Zeris, you're saying? No?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Saying good. You're saying, but even if you don't get into that, on a level D'oraisa, it's its own mechanism. We're talking on a level D'oraisa. So she says, what? What do you have to do about Avayis La'adadi? I didn't speak out the Kasha well enough. I'm glad you guys asked me that. Why did Rashi have to come on Avayis La'adadi? Just to be itself as his own mechanism.
I think I'm strengthening the
Kasha. That what?
That it would even be harder to say Makish Avayis La'adadi because
why?
Bia is so, it's even stronger than Kesef because when you do a Kiddushin Al-Tabiyah, you're going to be motivated from the Chashashim that we have by...
You're right, but my response is that this whole discussion is only on the Arisa, so I don't necessarily care about removing the Rabbanans. You're saying good. I thought what you were going to say was the Kasha we had, I think, yesterday from the Gedol Akronim, what's the Shaila B'Yeris and also, why don't you have Vais La'adadi by Kesef and Star? The answers we gave is exactly that. B is better. B is Ishus.
Yeah.
So if anything, B is better, even at a level of the Arisa, no?
Yeah.
So why is that bad, what I just say? Because Truma has nothing to do with marital. Truma is an issue of Mamadis. But it's also a Mamadis privilege. Even though Truma, Vazari, Chirchai, Vizvita Shammai, but it's a Mamadis privilege. You know what I'm saying? So that's why what I'm saying right now is not good to you. But the previous thing I said is good. We're talking on a level of your rights. So let's go over the whole thing again. Nachamo. Because this is a new one. Again, Rashi says, Mekadosh Bebiya, The Ashes Kohen can eat Truma and Atorah based on Avayis La'adadi. Frek Davin Lim, let Bia be good on its own. The Shidil Norol Mi also asked the Kasha. It's a great Kasha. So what's the answer? The answer is Bia does not accomplish a Kinin Mammon and Truma is a Kinin Mammon. Kasbo does, but Shtar and Bia does not, and therefore Avayis La'adadi allows it. That's why Bia of Yavamu went off of Bia of Kedushin. Halach Lamaisa. We learn out Bia of Yavamu from learn off of Bia of Kedushin because Lamaisa, and that's learn out of Avayis La'adadi. Taisa Rosh Taka says what? No. Bia and Shtar can't accomplish it because you become a ruler over her. Yes? As long as you become a ruler over her, it's fine. Yes? That's what Taisa Rosh himself says. What's Rabbi Chanan say? He says, okay, Avayis La'adadi works by an Ashes Kohen. How do you work by an Eved? What happens if you acquire an Eved with a Shtar Chazaka? Why is it good? Why is it good if you acquire an Eved with Shtar Chazaka? So what's the answer, Allah Chalamaisa? We answer this because it's Kanui Ladon. It's like Mamo. He's like Shor v'Chamoros. He's like Shor v'Chamoros. It's not a problem. Okay? What did Pnei Yeshua end up asking? He says, what do you need the Rosh Hashanah have to say about Yisladadi? Quote the Pasuk in Sifri like you do the Yudim Beis. What's our answer? Yudim Beis talking only what based on the Zechi Yitzchuk? Yudim Beis and Sifri is only talking about what?
Nisuin.
Here we're talking about the time of Erisin. Ochel HaMaisin. Okay, we got it? Okay, excellent. Very good. That answers number what? What does that answer? 15, let's go. What'd you say? Rabbi Chanan said that Hekesh should only work for an Ashes Kohen, Ben. What do you do for an Eved Kohen? What do you do for an Eved Kohen? Why should an Eved Kohen that's bought with Shtar Chazaka, he's not kidding Kaspo, he didn't buy him with Kesef, so why is it good? Terence says, I don't care how you buy him, he ends up being Kaspo. He is a kidding moment. That ends up kidding Kaspo, even though the kidding wasn't due to Kesef, like Shor v'Chamor. Okay. That answers number one. 15. 16. No, we did. That was 15? 15 was Rashi, 16 was the whole mile. 17. What does Taisa say on Yudim Beis? Pasha. Let's get it. What does Taisa say on Yudim Beis? Taisa says on Yudim Beis the following. Taisa says. What does Taisa say? Taisa says, I don't like this Kavah Chaimer. Yavama could destroy it. How would Yavama destroy it? Yavama Bia allows her to eat, but what?
Kesef
does not allow her to eat. Let that be a model for a regular woman. Let Bia allow her to eat, but Kesef not. Breaks the whole thing up. Yes?
Yeah.
That's Toys' Kasha. What's Toys' Teretz? Two Terutzim. It's not a Kavachom, it's a Gilui Milsa. Yeah. That what is called Kinin Kaspo. And Arusa, like a Shivcha. So you can't ask Kasha's Pirchas. That's one answer. Yeah. Yes? Doesn't lend itself to Pirchas. What's the second Teretz? Second Teretz is Yavama can mess it up. Because why? You can't ask Yavama's a pircha. I can do a pircha on a pircha. Why? Because Yavama is what? Not Nicholas Bekesa, a regular woman is. So therefore, since a regular woman is, therefore she should have the privilege of eating truma. So that puts it back in the rubric of what? She should have the privilege of eating truma if she bought through kesef.
That's obviously only speaking with the
Daraisa. This is all on the level of the Daraisa. That's correct. Okay? That answers number what? What does that answer? Number 17. Okay, let's pick it up with 18 tomorrow. Let's stop in Mincha. Okay, I want to run quickly to the restroom. Please don't let anyone leave. Come here. You want to get the door for a collab? Okay? Thank you, Rev. Have a good minute.